I am originally from Kansas, but I lived all of my married life in North Dakota, specifically the Granville, North Dakota area. I retired after 34 years of teaching elementary education in May and took over the school secretary job in August.
So how did you kind of first get involved or exposed to the FFA organization?
Well, growing up in Southwest Kansas, we didn't have an FFA program in our school, so I really wasn't exposed to it until I went to college at Kansas State University, and I had some roommates who were involved in FFA. It always intrigued me, but yet, of course, at that point in time, I was too old for this program. So when I really got my first feet wet, I should say, is when I started teaching in Granville in 1988. We had at that time an amazing ag education FFA advisor, Jeff Hagel, and he was truly a mentor teacher, and I saw what he could do for all of our students, and I was just in awe of what those FFA kids could do. And they were the true leaders of our school. And so later then, jump forward a few years, my son, when he was in junior high, got involved in FFA then, of course, under Mr. Hagel, and it just took off from there. When Cooper was a senior in high school and our daughter Christy was a freshman in high school, both of them qualified for National FFA Convention. Cooper was a proficiency finalist and Christy qualified with an agri-science fair project. So Mr. Hagel asked me at that time if I would be interested in chaperoning chaperoning those two kids along with him to nationals. And oh my gosh, it was like the biggest pep rally I've ever been in my life. And so after that, I started doing a lot of just chaperoning with Mr. Hagel. And anytime he needed somebody extra to go along on a trip, I was right there. And it just kind of took off from there, I would say.
And it really kind of elevated from not just the chapter level, but you got involved at the state level as well. Tell me about some of your involvement there and how you have helped to support the state FFA Association and the foundation.
So after Cooper graduated from high school, I had an opportunity to work with Steve Zimmerman in the state office during state convention that year. I needed a ride home from Fargo. I had been down there for convention and I needed a ride home, and he said, well, just come and hang out in the office for a while and then I could catch a ride on the bus with the Granville kids. And I started volunteering then every summer in the state office at state convention, and then eventually Mr. Hagel started an alumni chapter in Granville. And so my husband and I were both charter members of our alumni chapter. And as that progressed a little bit further, I started going to the state alumni meetings and getting involved at that level. And then I had an opportunity to run for the foundation board, the FFA foundation board, about 5 years ago, I believe. And I'm the currently I'm the alumni representative for the position on the foundation board, and I serve as the board secretary as well and have served in that capacity for about 4 years.
What's kind of impressed you and I guess kept you with the FFA the most?
I think probably the one thing that hits me the hardest is this is a passion for these kids. It's not just something that they do while they're in high school and then leave it. But if they're involved in FFA, they are our true leaders. And I saw that and I still see that today at school. Those are the kids that are the leaders of our school. And that passion carries on. And I can see that in the alumni chapters. I was recently at the Rugby FFA Alumni Supper. That alumni chapter over there is entirely run. I shouldn't say entirely, but it is run by kids, young kids. They're in their 30s. But that passion from FFA still is there. And those are the kids that we want to be our future, are the ones that have worn that blue jacket, that continue to just excel at what they want to do. And it is a passion. If it wasn't a passion, they wouldn't do it. But you can see them start at a young age in high school or junior high, and you can see them just develop and grow and gain more confidence, and the public speaking that they can do, it just totally amazes me of what they can do. And it all stems back to their FFA program.
Anything else you wanted to add?
I think that this is absolutely the most amazing program that kids can get into. And as I said before, when they get to develop their passion and their drive to do something to be successful, it is just a win-win, no matter what you do. And I love my work with the foundation board, because we are able to then take the gift of money and provide it back to those kids, back to their ag ed instructors and the programs that they do to help them reach those successes in life, whether it would be an FAE grant or a scholarship to go to WLC in Washington, D.C., or even just a college scholarship to help pay for college. But I like the opportunity to give back, and I think that's huge with FFA. They are truly living to serve. They are giving back to the organization that has given to them.